Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina while practicing the Qi running method. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me.
Say hello. Say hello. Say hello. Yeah. Tigger's sweet. Say hello. Say hello, Tigger. She was just talking up a storm and now she's quit. Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. It's good to have you along today. Today is September 2nd. Yesterday was my birthday. And I turned 48. Some people think, oh, you ought to be getting a little depressed because 48 years old is getting up there. But actually, I'm thankful for every year I get, and I know you are too. At least I trust you are. I had a guy that I knew, church we were at for 11 years. He's passed away now, but he lived to be 93 or 4. But when he hit 90, somebody was picking on him. His name was Taft. He used to talk about being named after the president. And anyway, somebody asked him one day, said, Taff, what does it feel like to be 90? And they were picking on him. It was a younger person. He paused a minute and he said, well, you know, feels better than not being 90. I thought that was a great answer. That is a classic line, and I have probably told 100 people that since I heard him say that. But anyway, yesterday was my birthday. Didn't really do a whole lot. My sister called and had a couple of texts from people I used to work with, Sherry and Jennifer. And then Bert and I actually met for lunch. I don't think I had seen him. We're starting, as you can probably tell. A little bit of a breeze coming in my face. Maybe it won't pick up on the mic. My mic too bad. Anyway, Bert and I went to eat lunch, and he told me, he said, I got a little something for you. And of course, I didn't know what it was. And he had bought me a sleeveless green Nike running shirt. And he and I have talked back and forth about the importance of certain materials, and I've got a little bit about that I'll share per our conversations. Which I think is correct. Excuse me, I'm climbing that hill that goes from my driveway up to the stop sign. We immediately start on an incline. It's not too severe, but we've got to climb. So anyway, we met for lunch, and Bert and I ate, and he had brought me a bag with birthday bag, so to speak, and it had the shirt in it. That was really nice. We'll settle down in a second. Plus, it's a little warm right now. Incidentally, let me pause and just give you an update on what's going on. Date, time, all that. It is about 10:30 in the morning, September 2nd, 2011, Friday. When I just stepped out of the house, the thermometer inside that reads outside said it was 78 degrees. And we had a little bit of, actually a pretty good shower last night. Weren't called for it, but it rained about 30 or 40 minutes. Me and Cindy, her folks, sat on the porch with Odie. And that was really nice. Then this morning early, it was real cloudy. Had a brief shower. I was going to get up and run earlier, but just felt like I needed to rest. So, being Friday, I knew I'd have time. So, I may be paying for it with a little bit of the heat today. But I don't think so. It's 78 degrees. Sun is breaking through. Probably be 82 or 3 by the time I get back. That's not too bad. But this shirt, as I'm wearing it even right now, Bert, I know you're probably listening. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. And I really like it, I must admit. I've never been one to wear sleeveless shirts running. I don't know why. I've just never done that. But in hot weather, I can certainly see the benefit of it. And of course, it's a wicking type material and all that. But Bert and I were talking recently, and he really likes the Nike stuff. And he told me, he said, Roland, you need to get you some decent running stuff. And of course, you know, I bought stuff at Walmart, and I've got a pair of Adidas shorts, and I got a couple pair of Roadrunner shorts. I'll be truthful with you folks, I have not personally bought a pair of running shorts in probably 5 years, because I wear them, wash them, put them back on, and they just last. So some of the ones I got are, as you may have seen in some of the photographs of the blog, actually down to my knees. And Bert had gone to, I think he went to TJ Maxx, and had bought two or three pair of Nike running shorts. And he had bought a small and two mediums. He couldn't wear a small, so he passed it off to me. And voila, I can wear them. So I'm wearing black Nike running shorts and a green shirt that matches the color of our Kia Soul. I don't know if I told you guys about the car or not. I think I probably did. But our day we died, and I might have talked about that in the last episode. But we've got a Kia Soul 2011. The color is called Alien. It's almost like a grasshopper green. Cindy wants me to put Mantis on our license plate if it's available for a North Carolina tag, because it looks like a praying mantis sort of. But anyway, this shirt's green and it's a similar color, and Bert said that he chose that color because it matched our new vehicle. But anyway, I must admit the shorts and the shirt are comfortable. And Bert, thanks for your generosity. I really appreciate that. And as you folks know, I've talked about buying stuff at Walmart. That stuff works very well, depending on what you get. But getting back to the conversation he and I had, we were talking about the different materials, especially about rubbing nipples in particular. And I have had a problem with bleeding. I ran out of masking tape. Have not bought any more, although I do use Body Glide. But the only place I need it is across my nipples because of the chafing. We're climbing the big hill, by the way. And sometimes my nipples will begin to bleed. And it stains your shirt, of course. And as soon as I get home, I gotta throw it in the, put it in cold water, rinse it out. Don't use warm water. My understanding is that'll set a stain such as blood, but cold water will rinse it out. And if your shirt is wet with sweat, it'll get that out. And I found that to be true. Okay, just crested the big hill. Now we're climbing, or going down, the second hill, which is about two-thirds long. And so, what we came to realize, Bert and I anyway, is that the fabric that is more slick, very fine, it tends to not rub like that, whereas the coarser material, which some of the Champion or Starter, some of those I've had an issue with, they actually will rub, and there might be a difference in the material. And that's why Bert personally likes the Nike materials, because they are very fine, tightly woven. What's that? Like a CD case, but it's actually Jack Links premium cuts, peppered, seasoned with cracked black pepper, beef jerky, 97% fat-free, 22 grams of protein, 6 grams of total carbs, smart snack. I just dropped it in the recycle bin, so somebody's been eating their jerky and dropped their package in the street. But I think that's true, so he and I talked about going to the new, I think it was new as of around November of last year, Tanger Outlets, going to the Nike store maybe. Went either next week after work, just run up there and look around, see what they got, whether we purchased anything or not. So, incidentally, Bert has hurt his ankle and seems to be bursitis, which I believe is an inflammation of the sheathing around the tendons. I'm not sure of that, but I think it's something like that. Bursitis is swelling, inflammation, that over time it should go down. And he's not been able to run this week. He went 6 on Sunday, aggravated it. And I think we've basically decided he probably won't run again until, at a minimum, this coming Monday, 3 more days. I told him to ice it, put compression on it, elevate it if you can, and not run on it until it's pain-free, and then just go a couple of really easy miles, see how it feels. And I'll just tell you the same thing. I remember Coach Jeff talking about this. Whenever he feels the very beginning of any type of injury, he will take and begin to ice that thing. And as soon as the icing begins, he'll also use compression and elevation. And I've done this, and it is helpful if you can put ice on it and compress the ice, like maybe a bag of peas, frozen peas, and then take a towel or something and just wrap it around it really tight. Get it good and close to the skin. Helps hold that cold in, and the compression will help swelling as well. And as you do that, keep the ice on at least 10 minutes, maybe 15. Take it off for 10 or 15. Put it back on. Do that at least a couple times a day if you can, at least. Wherever the, whichever leg has the injury, whether it be knee or ankle, in Bert's case it's his ankle, or whatever, elevate that above your heart as much as possible if you can. It's not always possible, but if you can, do that. Ice it, rest it, don't run. Use the compression, and then of course wait until the pain is completely gone before you begin to, we ran 9:10 first mile, so I'm actually running too fast. That's why I'm out of breath, I guess. But I was looking forward to it. I'm not gonna slow down, I'm gonna see what I can do. But anyway, that's what you need to do, and I hope that's what Bert's doing. And if you're injured, just keep in mind that there's a reason your body's done that. Bursitis, if that's what's wrong with him, is no doubt an overuse injury, because it's either too far, too fast, or too soon. That's the three. You've either run too far, you've run too fast, or you've increased your mileage and or speed too soon. You've got to back off, ice it, compress it, rest it, and allow that thing to, the sweating to go down, pain to go away. And if it's overuse, might not be your shoes. Bert said he was having an issue with Nike Pegasus, was putting pressure on the place where he's got pain. Well, shoes may contribute to it, but it's still, I believe, Bert, in your case, it's overuse. And I think it's a beginner's enthusiasm. I've tried to help him to hold back, give himself plenty of time. But so far, he's done okay until this came up. He and I are planning to run the half November 19th of the North Carolina Marathon. Just run it together. I'm not planning a time, a goal, other than finish, and help him get there if you can. Now, if he's not up to running 10 or 11 miles comfortably, that's key, comfortably, by, I'd say, the first week of November, end of that week, he may have to cut back to the 5K. If that's the case, I'll probably run the half anyway, but just want you, as my listeners, you followed along as I've trained diligently for the marathon and a couple of halves, and you can remember the long runs, and I always do speed work and hill workouts and all that. I might do a little bit of that, but it'll be just to run comfortably and finish. And if Bert is able to run it, if he can get this injury behind him, he and I will run it together. And if he can't, I'll still run the half, but I will not be trying to break 1:41, whatever it is that I've run. So, heard from Coach Jeff. He was wanting to talk a little bit about how the training's going. Well, a lot of things have been going on in our lives, and obviously I'm running, but training has not been quite what it was at one point, and that's okay. That's just life. So, I was going to say one more thing about my birthday. A good friend of ours, Leon and Joyce Thompson, their son Jeff. Jeff and I were in school together for a little while, and he and I traveled with a group to various youth camps promoting one of our colleges, the one we were attending, back in, that was 1985, the summer. Anyway, Jeff and his mom and dad, I had a call yesterday about 2 o'clock from his dad, Leon, and Leon had been wanting to get together with me and Cindy and her mom and dad because he was their pastor years ago, way before I ever entered the scene. And he's thought a lot of them, he and his wife Joyce. And they wanted to take him out, and so he called me, said we'd love to take the crowd to Captain Tom's Seafood. So I said, well, I was in the car at the time, using my Bluetooth, by the way, which the hands-free phone stuff, man, I love it. The only thing is, whenever I'm calling, like at the beach, we already had it synced, and when we'd want to call home, I'd say, you hit the button, and you say, call home, and the thing doesn't respond like it should, and so you say, call home, and you do it 3 or 4 different ways, and it seems like that it never did quite work as well as it should. And so each time that happened, Cindy told me, she said, why don't you just slow it down and speak more deliberately, but don't speak too loudly. And every time she told me that and I tried it, it would work. But I remember one time it got to the place where I said, call home. I felt like saying, don't you understand English? Voice recognition, still not perfect. But it could be me, the problem with the voice, and not the device. But anyway, I love it. I love the Kia so far. We've had it 3 weeks, maybe. Absolutely love it. And no, I'm not paid to promote that. But anyway, Leon called and he said, we'd like to get together with you folks, go to Captain Tom's, eat some seafood. So I was on my, using Bluetooth at the time. I think that's the first call from someone other than home that I'd received while in the car, or Cindy, which was neat. And when you're listening on the other end, you can't tell the difference. It just sounds like that the individual is right there, and they're talking on a regular phone. You don't pick up any echo or anything like that, so Cindy has said. So be that as it may, we hung up after I told him, let me get together with the crowd, find out. So we got together and were able to meet. I had trout, baked potato slaw, Cindy had the same. And Leon found out it was my birthday. And I thought, wow, I'm getting two birthday meals in one day. How cool is that? And so we asked, and they said they would bring birthday either pecan pie or lemon pie. I said, I'll take pecan, but I can take it home. And I told the waitress when she said pecan pie, I said, I like the way you said that. I said, where I'm from, recycle truck. I said, where I'm from, we say pecan, not pecan. You say tomato, I say tomato. Let's call the whole thing off. And I told her, I said, I didn't tell her, but I told the ones at the table about a friend of mine from a previous church in Ramstor, where Leon is filling in, by the way. I think started that earlier. I told him, mentioned about pecan instead of pecan. He's from New Yadkinville. He said, pecan? I said, yeah. You know, those little hard nuts that come off of trees. Oop, there's a big old bolt laying in the road. I said, you know, he said, pecan, that's something my daddy, my granddaddy, kept under his bed. So, that was pretty funny. So anyway, we ended up bringing, eating, and then got home by 7. And I brought the pecan pie with me. Had some coffee left over in the pot, which I am not beyond taking and heating up old coffee, if it's good coffee. And that's what I did. And I sat on the porch and ate the pecan pie while Cindy and her mom and dad and Odie and even Tigger. And there was a fairly decent rain with a little bit of rumble of thunder, some distant lightning, not bad at all. And I sat there and I ate that, and I thought, wow, this is really, thank you for letting me pass. I said, this is really neat, like sitting on a porch, temperature around 79, 80 degrees, soft rain, getting dark, the mist was coming up off the street, drinking good coffee, eating a piece of pecan pie. So that's the way that I ended my birthday last night. And today we're planning to probably go eat barbecue for supper at Little Richard's in Winston, Salem, and then come back and do a little bit of cake and a little bit of birthday stuff there at the house. And I may tell you about that in another episode. But I think right here, I have rambled on enough. We're going to take a break. We are 2.16 miles into this one. Presently on Hasty School Road, as you can tell. And our average has dropped to around 9:30. But it's getting a little bit warmer, but there's a little bit of a breeze. Feels pretty good. So we're going to take a break here, and then we'll come back. I want to tell you a little bit about what happened during the storm here in North Carolina, at least relative to our trip, which was during the week of the hurricane. So sit back while we throw a little bit of music. Thank you for listening. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to episode 88 of the 20 Minute Runner podcast. Do is when I reach that point in putting it into Audacity, I just look around until I find something I like, put it in. So I don't spend tons of time on the music, although occasionally once in a while in a podcast I will. But depending on the nature of it, like some of the ones where I've done interviews, a brother of mine, that episode, you might want to go back and listen to that one if you never have. And if you're a fairly new listener, go to the blog and type in, I'm thinking it's within the first 20, I believe. Don't quote me, but I think that's right. I want to say it's around 12, 13, 14, 15. But again, I could be way off. But the song in that, I love it. It's talking about brothers. And that episode was on my brother Sammy and the influence he's had on my life. Not just running years ago, but in other ways as well. Brother of mine. Be a good one to listen to if you're wanting a little different spin on what this podcast sometimes sounds like. I try to break it up in different ways. But anyway, we are about 4 miles, 38:29. So we're averaging about 9:37, but I did just stop and get water. 9:36 for that mile. And it's getting warm, but I feel reasonably comfortable. I want to give you a quick update on my shoes. I've got 3 pair waiting to be used, and I got 2 that will be retired within the next month or 3 or 4 months. I've got the New Balance 969s, 68s, excuse me, if you can believe it. I've been running in those forever. We're now up to, I believe it's 484 miles. And when they hit 500, we will retire them. And then I was noticing, I wore my Nike Pegasus shoes a couple days ago. And those have 440-something on them. So both sets of shoes, both pairs of shoes, will be retiring. And although it's hot right this moment, you're getting a little warmer, the sun. I love it, though. I love the... I mean, I don't mean being stupid, but I love knowing that by God's grace, it's all His grace, by the way, that I'm out here running today. And even though it's a little warm, I can get out and do this. Even though I have to deal with traffic and getting warmer, as I said, I'm thankful I can. And what I was going to say, though, is I was looking at the forecast. We've been down around 60, 62 for a few mornings, and I noticed that today's Friday, after, I think it's after Monday maybe, we've got several days in the 70s, and the long range forecast only has the 80s, 2 or 3 days, and I think the warmest of those is like 83 and an 81. And the mornings, as I said, are definitely getting cooler. So even though it's going to be 91 today, fall is right around the corner. We're thankful for that. It's been one hot summer. And I know it's not as hot here as Texas, for instance, but still, we were quite a bit warmer than usual. Broke the number of days at 90 and above by a long shot. And going to add another one today, and maybe even one more after that. But be that as it may, fall is around the corner. Okay, we're going to break right here and come back and finish this one up. I'll tell you just a little brief update about the beach trip we made, and then how you can contact us, and then we will wrap up this episode 88. So I'll be back in a few minutes, but you'll be back immediately. Okay, we're going to try to go 6, just about there. Hold on. Climbing the last hill, beginning to crest it. The sun is beating down, probably about 11:30 right now. 2 100s. I think we're stopping on a dime. It's too warm to go further. There we go. Okay, we were averaging 8:49 the last mile. Excuse me. I know you couldn't see it, but you could hear it. I'll get my breath in just a minute. Oh, I need to save this. Okay. And we'll go back to history here in a minute if I remember how to do it. But we averaged 56 something for 6 miles flat. And as I'm walking along, I can feel the heat off my body and the heat radiating off of the street. Again, we got a couple more days of this. These days are hotter than we were. Recent days, been up in the mid to upper 80s, but today we're going to break 90 tomorrow as well, I think. But as I said earlier, fall is coming. Let me say thank you to everyone who has connected with me on Facebook, on Twitter, and particularly on the Daily Mile. And if you're not on the Daily Mile, Google it. It might be dailymile.com. That would make sense. Google it and sign up and look for Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D, Kavanaugh with a C, or probably 20 Minute Runner. And if you will request to be my friend, I'll request to be yours. I'll be honest, for running purposes, I use the Daily Mile a lot more than I do Facebook and all that, although I can post that to Facebook and Twitter, which I do every time I do a training entry. But you can send me motivation. You can ask me questions. We can just connect in that way. And I think I've got about 30 friends right now. And as I said last episode, look up Bert Reed. Bert Reed on Daily Mile. And ask to be his friend. And if there's a way for you to send him a message saying you heard about him on the podcast, the 20 Minute Runner podcast, that would be great. Other ways to connect with me, you can download the podcast, subscribe to it at iTunes. If you could give me some stars or reviews there, I would appreciate it. And also, you can go to the blog, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. My email link is there, but just in case you want to send me a message now, it's 20minuterunner, 20minuterunner, at gmail.com. No, the. It's the 20-minute runner at the blog spot. It's 20-minute runner at Gmail. And at the blog, we post pictures. I'll post race reports. If you send me an email, whether it's just written and or has photos and or has audio and photos, whatever, I will be sure to include that in an upcoming episode. But I want to thank those of you who have sent stuff lately. And I'm thinking I may have had an email or two this week, but did not get to respond to them. Hopefully we can go through that and we can respond to those emails in an upcoming episode. Okay, let's see how we did today. And you know what? It's been so long since I've done this during a podcast, it's hard for me to remember because I usually just hook my Garmin 110 up to the computer, get everything from there. Is it page menu? Hold for menu. There we go. Bingo. Okay. Alright, it's reading the data. And I'll give you some very general information about our run. I want to tell you that I'm covered with sweat. It's getting in my eyes, stinging. And I'm going to go home right now and get a little Propel. Do some gentle stretching. Maybe some sit-ups. Shave, get cleaned up. For us to go out and eat one of my favorite foods tonight. Barbecue. And in this area, one of my favorite areas, one of my favorite restaurants is Little Richard's Barbecue, just like the singer. So I believe you can find that online, by the way, if you're curious about where I'm going to eat tonight. I'm sure you are. Okay, we ran 56.07, and we averaged 9.21 for the whole run. And as we sometimes say, that ain't bad. Okay, getting a phone call. I gotta take it. We'll talk to you later. Bye. Thanks for listening. Hello?